Yes.
This is Sharon Amos calling.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to get a hold of Liz. She's expecting to talk to me.
All right. She can either be reached at 488.
Wait a minute. 428.
Oh, 488.
Oh, 488.
4422.
4422.
Mm-hmm. Or she would be. They might give a number.
Okay, but you think she'd be 488? Where is that? In
Lagunitas.
Oh, that's in the 415 area code, isn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
I'm called last week when we paid for a job, and they said I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
I just wanted to go over the things for the meeting Monday with you.
Okay, I don't have a pencil or nothing, and there's no...
Well, you may not need it. Let me tell you what what I was supposed to relay to you.
Okay.
First of all, Jim was very supportive of the responses that you gave the social worker. He was really pleased how you handled it.
Oh,
really.
I was hoping it was okay.
No, he felt that you took a lot of initiative in trying to calm the situation down and keep it from being a hassle.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really pleased about that. And it's okay for... Is this from you or from us to you that it's okay for Mac and me to come? Maybe that's
No. See, here's the thing. I told Jean that, you know, she was very much against it.
Yeah.
She didn't want it. She said, no. Then I said, I just kept kind of gently pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I finally said, well, would it be all right if you called Renee and asked Renee? Because she kept...
See if that's at my door. Will you
she
just...
kept...
Excuse me just a minute. Uh-huh. I think someone's knocking at my door. Okay, go ahead.
She kept putting it on Renee, like, Renee only wants it for you.
Yeah,
want
right.
Between you and her.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, why don't we just ask Renee? Could you possibly ask her? I said, she said, well, finally she said, well, why don't you, meaning me,
mm-hmm.
call Renee and ask her?
Yeah.
I said, fine. Now, I didn't want to do that, though, until I talked to you guys. I didn't know if that was a cool thing to do or not.
Mm.
So, Jean said, hold off, don't do it until we talk to Sharon and some people, and we'll call you back.
Okay, well, what I gather, because this, Jean gave me this message and then she left, what I understand is that that Jim thought that the way the social worker had suggested of telling Renee you want to say goodbye,
mm-hmm.
that Jim and you and Sharon want to say goodbye,
mm-hmm.
would be the best way to contact her, right? Mm-hmm. That was sort of how the social
worker... social worker's idea, yeah.
Yeah. Now, did you tell us that the appointment is the 16th at 10?
Yeah, and I asked Jean if she was sure that we should do it on the 16th, to check that out, too.
Oh, I don't think there was any problem, because the message I got... Jim is in Los Angeles, of course, but
uh-huh.
the message I got was it's okay.
Okay.
So there's no problem to that.
Okay,
I mean,
then what I'll do tomorrow morning is I'll call Renee and see how she feels about that.
Now, okay.
If she says no, then the social worker will say no, too.
Well, I think what you need to do then, if she says no on both, try to at least get me in.
Okay.
To say, remember Sharon used to like her, well, she'd like Mac more than me, but just make it look like I really want to say goodbye to her or something.
Mm-hmm.
Say Sharon really wanted to... Maybe you should say Sharon had something... No, that sounds... Something for you.
Well, maybe I could say, well, you know, I don't know if you knew this, Renee, but Sharon did a lot of work with children. And she was very interested in you. You might not have known that. She had a little goodbye present she wanted to bring you.
Okay.
Then we'll have to get her a present.
Oh, yeah, right. That's okay. But if you could say... She always used to act like she was really friendly to me. You could say...
She did that to everybody. She was inappropriately...
Oh,
you know,
I know.
What I mean.
Say Sharon really likes you. Try to see. Why didn't you let me know? Well, it's too late to call now.
Oh,
10:30.
Yeah, I wouldn't definitely.
Well, look, I won't be in town tomorrow. I'll be back at work. So what do you want to do? I'll be in town this weekend. Well, like Friday night, as soon as I can get here. It'll take a while. I'll be here all weekend. I'll be here,
well,
of course, Monday.
I have to go to Ukiah tomorrow anyway.
Oh.
So I can call you to job.
Okay.
All right.
There's no problem with that, but except that I might be out in the field.
Uh-huh.
But what time will you be in Ukiah?
I have no specific time. I just have to go.
You know what you ought to do? Leave a message with Tim Carter.
Okay.
And where would I contact you?
What I'd like to do, actually, since I'm going to be there and you're going to be there, is to see you sometime so I can give you some dog food and stuff. Too.
Sure. That's fine with me. What do you want to do? Just meet at lunchtime somewhere or what?
We could do that. I've got to make sure I'm going to be there all the time. What time are your lunch hour? 12?
Well, but see, if I'm out in the field, that's fairly flexible, but like 12 is around, yeah.
Couldn't make it for 1, could it?
Yeah, I could. I think I could. Unless, I've been away for 3 days. The only problem is if, like, they put on some pressure for me to stay in the office and go out at a regular lunch hour.
Well, why don't we do this? I'll come into town and call you at your office at 1. And if it's good for you to come out, fine. If not, we'll set it for later in the afternoon.
Okay, now listen, if I'm not in my office, leave a message with Tim Carter. Well, you won't be any place you can reach. In other words, you'd be...
I'm just going to be around town doing
Wait a minute. I'll just be in my office at 1.
Mm-hmm.
That'll have to be the way, because otherwise it'd be too hard to make contact.
Okay. Great. Now I'm trying to think of something else. Oh, I know what I want to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
If I should... It would be very unusual for me to run into anybody, because people don't go into town very much anymore. But if somebody sees me and says, Liz, where did you get in all that stuff?
Just say your grandfather has had a lot of medical problems, and Jim told you to take care of him.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just back.
I'd say Jim told you to take care of him, because that way there won't be some questioning.
Okay.
Say your grandfather had some problems. You had to settle some matters with your grandfather that Jim told you to take care of.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, and then I'm just back.
Don't you think,
there,
Maria,
so
if people question her in the valley, that she should say that, because they knew you were going to see your grandfather, and if she doesn't say Jim said for her to take care of it, that people might suspect. I think so, too. Maria thinks so, too.
Okay, fine. She hasn't heard anything from her dad, I hope.
Have you heard anything from your dad about any feedback? Huh? Okay. Okay, then I'll see you tomorrow at around 1.
Okay.
Okay, Liz.
Great, thanks, Sharon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.